Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Senator Gary W. Kubley, and following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we pray? Creator God and indwelling spirit, sometimes we question whether you've placed each and every person here. We question that primarily because we think and act so differently, and if we see ourselves as trying to follow the leading of your spirit, we wonder how someone so different could be attempting to do the same thing. It seems, Lord, that the nature of our relationships covers the whole gamut from enlightenment to destruction. Most of us have a moment here and there when we experience both of those. Help us realize, Lord, that the key to harmonious relationships lies in our willingness to leave them with you. This means, of course, that we place ourselves and our thoughts in your hands, asking your spirit to activate our minds and guide our perceptions. We're asking you to remind us that you count each person worthy to receive a fragment of your indwelling spirit. We ask that we be aware enough to see that same spirit in each other, so that the present moment, not the mistakes of the past, or even our hopes for the future, will guide our perceptions of each other or even ourselves. As we struggle to see each person as they are right now and not what they have been, may we know what it is to experience your mercy, your grace, and your love. In your strong name, amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Spark Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
The quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There is one printed on the first page of today's Senate agenda that you should make note of with the change in the committee structure. Moving to the third order of business is messages from the House. Secretary will read the first message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate File 55, a bill for an act relating to education. Senate File Number 55 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewich, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Han.
Thank you, Madam President. I move Senate File 55 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Continuing under messages from the House, the Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 387, 469, 753, 836, 821, and 1117. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. They are printed on page 2 of today's Senate agenda, and they will be referred as indicated first reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, the reports of committees. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Michelle. Page 5.
Madam President, I'd like to move on the concurrent resolution. Are you ready for that? Madam President, I move that the Senate concurrent resolution number 7 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 5 of today's agenda. Second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. There are several printed on page 5, second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introductions. There are two changes. On page 1, Senate file 1365 will be referred to the Committee on Transportation. On page 2, Senate file 1373 will be referred to the Committee on Jobs and Economic Growth. First reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are 5 authors' motions printed on page 6 of today's Senate agenda. We will take those as one motion. All in favor, say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Jungbauer.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file number 54 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government Innovation and Veterans and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Jungbauer, any explanation on that?
Madam President, members, this bill is a bill that should have went to Finance to begin with. We're not sure why it got referred to State Government Innovation.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. There is one Senate resolution printed on page 6 that will be referred to Rules. Moving on to the 12th order of business under General Orders, we will take up number 20 on General Orders, Senate file number 779. Senator Michelle. You need to...
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the purposes of taking up the general orders calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Howe.
Madam President, I move that when this committee do arise, Senate number 779 be recommended to pass. Senate file 779 is offered as the City of Red Wing faces significant economic and budgetary challenges requiring difficult but necessary local decisions. Senate file 779 intent is twofold. The primary objective of Senate file 779 is to clarify in current law concerning the City of Red Wing's ability to effectuate necessary expenditure reductions by clarifying the subject property, part of the city-owned golf course, may be conveyed for public recreational purposes. This clarification places any decision on a solid foundation. The second objection of this Senate file is of the bill to address road access off Highway 61 to the golf course. This access road was constructed and is operated by the City of Red Wing over state-owned property with a revocable easement. Maintenance of this access is extremely important to the success of the golf course, and the roadway has become an important element of the City of Red Wing's street network, making important connections to neighborhoods. Senate file 779 provides that the Commissioner of Administration may convey surplus lands the access road is situated upon to the city. And with that, I'll yield for questions.
Further discussion on Senate File 779. Seeing none, Senator Howe renews his motion that when this committee do arise, Senate File 779 be recommended to pass. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the committee do now arise and report.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Michelle.
Madam President, I move that the report of the Committee of the Whole, as kept by the Secretary, be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Yeah. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators McGuire, Senator Pogamiller, Senator Scheid, Senator Latz, and Senator Koch will be excused for the entire session without objection. Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to invite everybody in the chamber, anybody who wants to come. We'll take anybody to the I-90 party tonight at Kellogg Square. It's a very famous institution, I guess you'd call it. It's a very famous party, and it's a great party. We have pork chops on a stick, and we have all this food, libations from southern Minnesota from a very famous brewery in New Ulm. And we have wonderful people that show up, and we would love to have you there. It's at Kellogg Square from 5:30 till who knows when. So come and have a pork chop on a stick. We'd love to see you and have you on the patio. It's going to be a great night for a great celebration.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. Then I will move to adjourn until Wednesday, May 4th at 12 noon.
Senator Michelle moves we adjourn until Wednesday, May 4th at noon. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.